rug. That was the wall, this little wall around the Beis Hamikdash itself. How do they have these 13 openings? She brought some malchi yovim. When the yovim came in to the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, they made 13 pirtzos there. They broke through the wall 13 places. What happened was by Chashmonaim, Chozru Ugdorim, they went and fixed up those 13 pirtzos. The Gozu, the Medlai Kalocha, Agedir, Agzeirom, Shekinegdom, Sholosh Esri Shtachvois. Like whoever would pass by one of those places where there was a pirtzom, there would be a mitzvah to bow down there, to make a shtachvah, to bow down. So if you, as many as you pass by, that's how many shtachvahs you'd have to make, one at each place. That was the Sarug, that was like the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, Lifnimimenu, inside this outside wall, this outside gate, was called the Hachayel. The Hachayel, that's the first inside space of that, which was Eser Amos. It was 10 Amos wide. That inside the outside wall, there was 10 Amos open, called the Hachayel. It had a certain amount of Kedusha there. Now, Ushtei Mesri Malas HaYisham, there were 12 steps going up. Because as you went up the Harabayas, like it got higher and higher. Like the Beis Hamikdash was on top of the peak. So you're going up now, so there were 12 steps going up. The Shilchor Chatziyama, each step like was a half an amma up. It says, Rum, excuse me, Yeshleshashi Malas Hoyisham, Rum Hamaila Chatziyama, each step was a half of an amma tall upwards. The Shilchor Chatziyama, and the width of it was a half of an amma. Like went up a half and went in a half. Went up half, went in half. So altogether it was up 6 amas. Now Kol HaMailah Shoyusham, all the steps that were on the base of Migdash was this type of measurement. Was Rumala Chatziyama, went up a Chatziyama, Vishulcha Chatziyama, and went in a Chatziyama. Chutz Mishalulam, excluding the steps that went up to the Ulam. There were 12 steps there going up to the Ulam, and we'll see there those were had different halachas. There were different sizes. Now, Kol HaPsochim V'Yashorim Shereshom, all the doors and gates in the Beis Hamikdash were Gevoyim Esramam, were tall, 20 Amos. For Rochban, they were wide, Esramam is 10 Amos wide. Again, Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the gates and doors by the Ulam. It had a different size, it was bigger, like we'll see later on. Yeah. Over there, the Pesach was 40 Amos tall, and it was wide 20 yamas. Now, Kol HaPsochim Shoshem, all the doors that were there in the base of Migdish, Hoyin Lem Tlosot, they all had doors to them. The openings, they had doors. Chutz Mishal Ulam, excluding the entrance into the Ulam. That there did not have a door, but rather they only had a prayer because they had like a curtain over there. Kol HaShorim, all the gates, Hoyushom, Hoyin Lem Shkoifos, they had like a mashkif on top, or a board on top of it, that the gate like would close on top of it. Chutz Mishar Tod, excluding the gate on Tudi, we had before that wasn't used too much, only a kind that was Tommy went out that side. That was on the Tzofen side, on the north side of the Chaymas Harabayas. Shoyu Shom, Chutz Mishar Todi, that there was not a beam going straight across on top of it, but rather Shoyu Shom Shtei Avonim Mutois Zu Agarzu. There the top was made like a V, an opposite V. It was made like two stones going upwards, like a point upwards. That's the way it was. Now, Kol HaShorim, all the other gates, Shoyushom, Nishtan, Eliyah, Shozov. As the years went by, the rich Klai Yisrael got, they used to coat all the gates with gold. Chutz Mishar Nikna, excluding the gate going into the Azara, the Shar Nikna, that was the entrance from the Ezra's Noshim into the Ezra's Yisrael, that they did not change, that they left with Nechoshes from Kappa. Mifnei Shenaso Bemneis, because Neis happened with that Shar, that gate came from Mitzrayim, and was a person called Lachsandria that went to Mitzrayim to bring the gate to Eretz Yisrael, to use for the Shar. And when this happened, it was traveling on the ocean, when the boat, a big storm came, so they threw one gate over, and they were about to throw the other gate over. This Nikon like jumped in and said, if you throw it over, I'll go over also. The kid said, then the storm stopped, and he felt bad about the one gate that was lost, and when the ship reached dock, that gate was found also. So Nisim happened with it, so he didn't want to change it. The copper over there was very shiny, so therefore they didn't have to change to make it look like gold. It was better the way it looked. So if all the other gates were changed to be coated with gold, except the Shah Nikner, that stayed the way it was. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Kol HaKsolim, all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash Hashem HaYigvoyim were tall walls. Doesn't say how tall, they're very tall. Chutz Mikras LaMizrach, excluding the wall of the east. The east side wall was not so tall. Why? Because Shehakoyin HaSerif HaSapora, the Kohen that had to burn the Pora Duma on the Haras Esim, Oymed Bresh HaRamishka, he would be standing on top of the HaRamishka opposite the Beis Hamikdash, O Mischavein V'roya B'Pischo Shel Heichel B'Shas HaZoyas Adam, when he would be up there on the Haras Esim spritzing the dam, would be spritzing it towards the Beis Hamikdash, and he's supposed to be able to look through the opening into the Heichel B'Shas he made the Zrikas Adam. See, if there would have been a big tall gate on the Mizrach side of the Beis Hamikdash, he wouldn't be able to look through. Therefore, the Kais on the Mizrach side was a very low gate, very low wall, there by the entrance over there. So therefore, he was able to see above it, straight through, and to see through the Pesach of the Heichel. Yeah. Now, Mishneh Hei. Ezra's Hanoshim, that's the first Ezra inside the Beis Hamikdash, that was Hoysa Oirech Meyu Shloshim V'Chomish, Al Roichiv Meyu Shloshim V'Chomish. That was 135 Amis by 135 Amis. That was the widest room there in the Beis Hamikdash. And V'Arbo L'Shochus Hoyu V'Yavim Miktaseh, there were four rooms there on the four corners of it. Shalaboyim Aboyim Am, each room was 40 Amis or 40 Amis. They had no roof on top of these rooms. That would be in the Beis Midrash HaShlishi, it would also be the same way. There would not be roofs on top. Because the Apostle says in Yecheskel, take you out to the outside chotzer, the four corners, chotzer, says keturis. So that these four corners, each chotz would be like keturos. So it means v'yein keturos el sheinim mekoros. Keturos means that they're not have no roof on top of it. Therefore, these four rooms have no covering, have no roof. Now, a mohayim shamshes. What do they do with these four rooms here? So dreimis mizrachis, the top left side, the southeast side. He hoys salishras hanazirim. That was lishra with the nazirim, a nazir. Came there, he had to take care of his kabonis. Shesham hanazirim levashlem hashamayim. There was a special mitzvah when he brought his korban shlamim to cook the zroi. He had to cook up the zroi in a pot and give it to the kohen cooked the zroi bashayla. So he would cook it up in that room. Or megalchin yisrael, they would give him a haircut there in that room. Or mishalchin tachas hadud. The mitzvah was to burn his hair underneath the pot that they're burning, the zroya bashayla. Underneath that pot in the fire that's cooking up his shlomim, his roya, the arm of the shlomim, that's where he would burn his hair. Now, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, that's the east, north side, the bottom left side, that was Hihoi Solishka Seitzim. That was this where they had the wood. They used to store wood there for the Marocha. Sheshom HaKanim Bali Mumim. The Kanim, where they were Bali Mumim, couldn't do the Avodah. Was Maslim Oitzim. They would check out the wood to make sure there's no worms in it. And the Cholet Shenimtsaba Tolas, any wood that you find a worm in it, Possel Nihagabi Mizbech. You cannot use it for the Mizbech. It's not nice. It's Meshuk. It's not nice to use such a piece of wood on the Mizbech of Hashem. So you used to have these Kanim check it out in that room. Now, Tzvoinis Marovis, the northwest side. He hoys the Lishka Samitzuroyim. That was Lishka where a Mitzvah would go there. That the Mitzvah had to go there and they brought him in to make the Azoyer on him. So to put the Behenes, to put the oil on his Behenes thumbs. So he was from that Lishka. From there they took him into the Esrus Noshim, took him into the Shar Nikna. Now Marovish Tremis, the west south side. Omer Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Lezer ben Yaakov says that Shechachti Mohoysim HaShemeshes. He forgot exactly what was doing. What happened there? And some said it's right. He's the Iketan of our mission here. So he said he forgot exactly what they did there. On this, Abishalim, Abishal says no. No, but he just says, Shom hoyu nisnim yain v'shemen. That's where they used to store the wine for the nisach yain and the oil that was used also for the menachas. And yoysa nikras lishchas beis shmanya. They would call it that room, beis shmanya, mean the oil room. That's what they would call it. Now, v'chaloko hoysa v'rishoyna. At the beginning, it was very smooth. It was smooth. That means the Ezra's Noshim itself was smooth. Rishon Kleina. I mean to say, at the beginning, the walls of the Ezra's Noshim were very smooth. There was nothing sticking out of the walls. They were smooth walls. But Vekifu, Kit cites for later on, they made like a porch sticking out. They made like beams sticking out in the middle of the wall. What did they do that for? To make like a little attic over there. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. Like in the Ezra's Noshim on Sukkot used to be the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So used to make like beams sticking out from the wall that the ladies would stand upstairs. Shehanoshim Royis Momalan. V'yehanoshim Momatan. And the men were downstairs. Kadesh Lo'iyum Morov. They should not be mixed up together. As here by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, were dancing, singing there. So they wanted they shouldn't be together, the men and the ladies. So the men were downstairs and the ladies were upstairs. Now, after the Ezra Shnoshim was V'chomesh Esrei Milus, there were 15 steps now. Orlus Mitoch L'Ezra Yisrael. They went up from the Ezra Shnoshim to the Ezra Yisrael. The Ezra Yisrael, that's really the beginning of the Kedusha, of the Mokam Ashchina, of the Beis HaMikdash. So there were 15 steps going up there. Kineged Chomesh Esrei Milus Shabbatilim. Can I get the last 15 Shir Malasin and then the last Sefer of Shabbos as from Perakuf Chof to Perakuf Lamadalit. So those 15 Shir Malasin we say on Shabbos is connected those 15 Shir Malasin. Shalayim Alevim, I remember Shir, that Vishasti Simcha Pesa Shueva, the Levim used to be standing on these 15 steps and say the 15 Shir Malasin. The Lehoyu Trutais, the steps were not straight steps. Elu Mukofas, they were like in a semicircle. Kechatzi Gronagula, like a half of a semicircle. That's the way the steps were. The steps were in a round, circular form.